there was a boatload of things that happened between Christ and his Father. We don't have any clue. It's just that once in a while, things came out. Things he said. Things that he prayed. And you get a glimpse of what was in that life between him and his Father. Something went on that was extremely beautiful. And it's their deal, okay? It's their treasure. But every once in a while, he took out of that treasure and shared with people much more than we know. We didn't get to experience and live it, but it was a treasure. And this perhaps is the thing that turned me around very heavy during a time where I had to find answers in the gospel. And it will always end up with Christ. I gave it a title just because I turned it into a message. And the title that I gave it is Ruled by Grace. I had to find my way during a time that I was lost. And it's strange because most people talk about having been lost and then they were saved and they were found. I was already saved years ago from a child on. I was saved. Because it's really easy to know, you know, this is your past life. It was one thing before Christ, and then after Christ, it's here. I had no answers for what happens when you can't say, this was my past life. Then God came into it. Now it's been different ever since. Well, God came into my life, and then something happened that made it like everybody else's was before they knew Christ. And then you had to find somewhere in the Bible, there had to be an answer for people that came into that situation after their salvation. And there's two or three very nasty scriptures in the Bible that would basically condemn you forever into hell. And I had to find answers for those scriptures. I had to find answers in all of this. And it was my own private journey. But I came out of things that for many years have been almost impossible for me to share. So because we're putting it down to a verse that was special to us, I'm going to read mine to you, and you're going to say, well, I don't know what he got out of this. But it's in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. It says, and the Lord God commanded the man Adam, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. The first thing that hit me with this scripture when the process whole started many years ago was that God was trying to establish authority. Right then he was trying to tell them, you know, you can do this, you can't do this. Like a father, you know. It wasn't the kids giving orders in the home. It wasn't the mother. There was somebody there establishing order, establishing authority. So life has never been without authority. And the Lord had to show me, the first thing he had to show me is that he wasn't authority. He wasn't anything to be messed with. He wasn't anything to be ignored. He wasn't anything for us to just, you know, point a finger at or a fist at. He was an authority. The second thing that I found out through this scripture is that he put two trees and made them central in the garden. Now there was, I don't know how many, let's just say 10,000 trees in the garden, some giving this fruit, some giving of the other. He never made mention of all of them except the fact that they could eat of all of them. But there was two trees that took centrality in the garden. One was the tree of life, and that's the tree that they ate of that kept them alive. If they had continued eating that tree, they never would have died. Not just at 1,000 years, not at 10,000, not forever. They would have kept living forever. Because there was something in the fruit of that tree that gave them eternal life, that gave them continuing life on earth. But then the focus was on a second tree, and of this one they couldn't eat. And this was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So both trees were there. Now remember that when Adam fell, I'm giving you the backdrop of Adam now, then I'll bring myself in. But with Adam, when they fell, remember that God put cherubims with flaming swords at the entrance. But he wasn't protecting the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He was protecting the way to the tree of life. Because the Bible says if they were to eat of that, they'd continue living. And so the way was barred to life if you were to partake of that tree of death. When the Lord spoke this to me, He showed me that there's two realms in a Christian's life, two trees. And I saw these trees very real for me. When we sin, we get cast out of the garden, so we get cast away from the tree of life. Now, we know who now today is the tree of life. In fact, the cherubims have been replaced. There's no more swords keeping people out. The only thing keeping people out is their own will. But if you will, whosoever will can come and eat of this fruit freely. And that's the fruit of life, of living. Not just that when you die, you're going to live eternally. We're talking about being alive now. We're talking about having that life in us now. I always asked the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, why are you giving me this? Why are you saying this to me? I don't really understand. I don't understand what all this means. But the Lord was clear to let them know that the moment they partook of that tree, they would die. There are two trees made available to us. And God says, you may eat freely of all trees, and you may eat freely of the tree of life. We can come to the tree of life. I can come to the tree of life anytime I want to. But that other tree is there also. And I discovered something about the tree of knowledge. I'm going to define it for you this morning. I put it in writing so I can remember it. What does this tree of the knowledge of what is good and what is evil really represent? Does it not represent our exposure to the law of Moses? Being exposed to its regulations, statutes, and ordinances, Adam and Eve never saw themselves as naked until they partook of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. They never knew they were naked. They were naked and they never knew it. They were never ashamed of themselves. They were never ashamed of who they were. The first thing God, when He came into the garden and Adam and Eve were hiding, and He said, why are you hiding? He said, because we're naked. What was immediately the word He said? Have you been eating? See, He knew that they had eaten of the tree of knowledge. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is the law. But who spoke that to you? Who is ministering the law to you? Now let me show you something about the tree of life and all the rest of the trees in the garden. God, when He started out on a basis with man that had no law in it. He sealed the law. He didn't want them tasting of that. He didn't want them knowing anything about good and evil. All He wanted them to know is just to fellowship with Him, walk with Him, and just do what He told them to do. And He would show them if they did anything wrong, you know, if they were clipping a tree at the wrong time of year, whatever. He'd teach them. He'd show them what they did wrong and show them how to do it right. But He was the one speaking to them. It was His voice. It was His person. They walked with Him. They had relationship with Him. That's when the Lord started showing me that the moment I quit feasting off of Him, I quit having relationship with Him, quit listening to what He says to me about myself or about my circumstances or about what I did wrong or right, and eat of the knowledge of good and evil. The moment I go in here, this is the tree. You know, in our Bible are the two trees. This is the garden. There's all kinds of trees. There are trees that will bring you blessing, trees that will make you fruitful, trees that are sweet. There are trees that whose fruit is bitter. There are all kinds of trees and fruits here for us to eat of. But there's two main that show up here. There's two main. One is the law with all its ordinances, regulations, and things. And the other is the tree of life. Those are the two trees that will stand out in this garden right here. I was in this garden and I kept eating out of the tree that was bringing me more and more into death, because God said the moment you eat of that tree, you will die. And I was dying. Literally. It was so heavy at one time that I was tormented by then. Who told you you were naked? Who told you you're icky? Who told you you were... And I said, well, Lord, there's a lot of voices around here. Not just the devil's. My own conscience. It's a ton of people out there. You know, it's amazing. The voice behind the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the voices can be many.